If you're a longtime resident of Greater Boston, you may have noticed changes in your neighborhood demographics over the past 25 years. If you're a newcomer, or even if you just moved within the region, maybe you've been part of those changes. A report out today from the Boston Foundation paints the big picture in data points, and what emerges is a portrait of our increasingly diverse communities. Joining us to sort through the numbers and what they mean is Luke Schuster. He's the director of Boston Indicators, which is the Boston Foundation's research center. Luke, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks a lot for having me.
So I should mention right at the top here that the Boston Foundation is a financial supporter of WBUR. Get that out of the way. Very grateful for it. This report is called The Changing Faces of Greater Boston. So let's start there. What is changing?
Yeah, so this report looks at changing demographics across Greater Boston, basically over the course of a generation from 1990 to today. And the top line is that communities of color have grown significantly over the course of that generation. And there's a very similar story when you look at new immigrants to the region. 90% of net population growth in the region over the last generation came from folks who were born outside of the United States.
Wow, that's really striking. And you've seen, too, that it's not just concentrated to one area in Greater Boston, right? The suburbs are getting more and more diverse. And I know that there are some towns that were majority white a quarter century ago that are no longer that today.
Yeah, I'd have to say when we began this research, I knew that Boston in particular had seen significant growth in communities of color. But I was struck right away when we dug into the numbers at how rapid the change has been outside of the city. And in fact, there's a ring of communities that sort of forms from the north of Boston to the west and then down to the south that all have seen rates of growth in communities of color significantly faster than change within the city of Boston itself. Places like Malden, Everett, Revere to the north, these were 60, 70, 80% white just a generation ago, and now they're roughly 50% white today.
So listeners, if you haven't had a chance to eat this report up, I really encourage you to go online to our website, radioboston.org, or to the Boston Foundation's, where you can look at these interactive maps and hover over your neighborhoods. It's really broken down in great detail. I've spent some time, Luke, looking through the numbers today, and I'm noticing that even though Boston on the whole is getting more diverse, you break it down by individual neighborhoods. And so you find, for example, that there are individual parts of Boston, like the South End, that are actually becoming less diverse in the last quarter century. And that appears to be a factor in an ongoing dispute about the redevelopment of the Hotel Alexandra. This has been front page news in our town, as you know, and the city initially said the project was in the South End, but the more widely accepted neighborhood line draws it actually in Roxbury. And Boston City Councilor Kim Janey recently told WBUR that she's this kind of misclassification happening a lot.
One of the things that I've seen, certainly with realtors as they advertise either homes for sale or apartments, is that they will say it's one neighborhood when in fact it is another neighborhood. And that is problematic because I think it's rooted in racism.
So, Luke, here's your data playing out on the ground, which I find so interesting, right? So Councillor Janey is saying that the neighborhoods that are getting whiter within Boston are being billed as desirable by realtors, and that's contributing to gentrification.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the story within the city of Boston, just like you said, is actually somewhat different than the story in the broader region. When you look at these maps that plot demographic change within the city, we break it down by census tract, and you can see the center of the city, the South End, Roxbury, parts of Dorchester, parts of Jamaica Plain have actually gotten more white over the course of this last generation. And it's neighborhoods to the northeast Boston that's gotten significantly more Latino. To the south, Hyde Park, gotten much more diverse. So on net, the increases in the sort of northern, southern regions of the city have made the city become a bit more diverse, even though in the middle in some of these neighborhoods, we've seen real gentrification and change in a different direction.
And is that then part of what's contributing to the diversification of the suburbs or the cities right around, right? Like you mentioned some immigrants, newcomers to the region, but is it also people of color who were in parts of Boston that are being pushed out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a few things happening all at once. So one key force is changing housing dynamics within the city of Boston in particular. So housing costs have risen across the whole region over this time frame, but much more rapidly in the urban core. So for low and moderate income folks who are trying to buy a home or find moderate rents, they're increasingly having to look further out of the city. So that's absolutely part of the story. The other part does have to do with immigration. I think in prior generations, it was more common for new immigrants to come immediately to the center of the city. It was kind of a way station. People would first come here, find a first job, raise their family, and then maybe move out to the suburbs over the course of later generations. Increasingly, new immigrants are sort of skipping the city altogether and moving to other parts of the region as the first place they land in Greater Boston.
So we're just sort of catching at the tail end of your research period, the Trump administration. We've certainly seen some major shift in immigration policy under his watch. Do you see that play out yet in your findings, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, from a pure data perspective, it's too early to tell. The best local data we have on race and ethnicity is from the Census Bureau, and there's just a bit of a lag there. So we don't have data that captures the Trump administration yet. But I will say, over a much longer historical time frame, it's really clear that federal immigration policy has a direct effect on how many immigrants come to the United States and come to Boston in particular. A neat contribution of this work was to not just look at change over the last generation, but actually to look back over a much longer time frame. Boston today is 26% foreign-born. We saw much lower levels in the 1970s in the teens in terms of the share of the city that was foreign-born. But back around the turn of the 20th century, over a third of the city was foreign-born. So we had this high watermark in Boston where we really were a city of immigrants 100, 150 years ago, a real sharp decline during much of the 20th century as a direct result of restrictive federal immigration policies. And then as there was a bit of an opening up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, we saw a rebound. For us locally, that really helped us sort of save our local economy. Boston saw a sharp population decline from 1950 to 1980, and then we've seen a real climbing back. That resurgence as a city and a region is due almost entirely to the foreign-born population. So the decisions we're making at the federal level now to go back to a more restrictive approach to immigration, I think, could really have long-term negative consequences for our strength as a region.
Well, I noticed in your report you found that the immigrant population in the Boston area is particularly highly educated, right? A lot of college graduates here. What else did you find on the education front?
Yeah, so a unique feature of our immigrant population is kind of this bimodal distribution of skills. So we do have a significant share of new immigrants who come here without a high school degree, and they're tend to move more into the leisure and hospitality, you know, sector of our economy. But at the same time, on the other end of the distribution, we have a large share of new immigrants with a college degree or more. 39% of our immigrant population in the workforce has a college degree or more. That's actually higher than the share of the total United States workforce with a college degree.
Wow. That's Luke Schuster. He's director of Boston Indicators, the research center at the Boston Foundation. Luke, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, how Worcester cyclist Major Taylor became the top black athlete in a country that wanted to keep him out of competition. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.